boss of Global Capital Partners, the market watcher, Sameer Lakhani. Sameer, good morning. It's nice to speak to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Right, let's kick off by talking about SALIC. We've got revenue up just under 11.5%. They say that's the strongest full-year performance in terms of income since the gates went live in 2007. What are you taking from it?
It's been a strong performance. 87.5% of their revenues was toll usage, the balance coming in from fines. Going forward, I think they're projecting a slightly more conservative growth of about between 4 to 6%. But this, of course, excludes the new initiatives that we know that these that the CEO has announced and that it's part of their integrated report. But all in all, a very strong top-line performance.
Yeah, one of the things that was said within the note was that they were looking to expand and widen their revenue. We know about the two gates coming up, but there was reference to hopefully more private parking activity.
There was reference to private parking activity. There was reference to expanding to other geographies. And there was also a reference for a potential move to a dynamic pricing, or otherwise commonly known as the surge pricing model. All of this is subject to approval by the RTA and the Executive Council of Dubai. But SALIC has made explicit reference to all of these three initiatives that they are considering in the coming years.
Do they need to diversify their revenue?
They're doing very well on its own, but if they are to get ahead of the population growth story, that is essentially the growth story of all the three RTA stable plays, then they do need to look at staying nimble and competitive. If we look, for example, at international competitors, going back to Transurban, which is listed in Australia, they started off strong out of the gate, but over the last 4 or 5 years, their growth has kind of stagnated, and that is reflected in the share price. And I think SALIC management wants to be ahead of the game, which they have demonstrated both in terms of their performance and in terms of the announcements that they have made.
Okay, well, is sheer population growth not enough, I guess is what I'm asking?
The 2040 urban plan that SALIC mentions, that Parking mentions, that pretty much every single listed company in the UAE mentions, talks about population increasing by 60% from current levels over the next 16 years. So yes, it is about population. But remember, you're looking at multiple objectives that the government is having, and these carve-out companies are competing for different modes of transportation. Currently, 60% of mobility is done through private cars. It is anticipated that will change. The 2040 urban plan calls for that percentage to come down. And if that does come down, then you are looking for other sources of revenue, which is why SALIC is announcing other initiatives.
Okay, well, before we move on to parking, let's take the other big number out of this first full-year earnings report. That is net profit, which fell for the full year down 17%. It was up fourth quarter, just under 16%. But as SALIC itself points out, it didn't become its own separate company until mid-July, and now it has an awful lot of new expenses. What kind of new costs has SALIC taken on?
Well, really, the two headline numbers is, the first one is the concession expense. SALIC was incorporated in the middle of 2022, so they only incurred the concession expense for the half year of 2022. For 2023, they incurred the full year, which is what has led to a decrease in their bottom line. You've also had an increase in finance costs, which is not unexpected given the rise in interest rates. Remember, despite these two negative forces, EBITDA margins are still very healthy, coming in at about 64 to 65%. That is what they are forecasting for the year coming going forward. And again, just by way of comparison, that is more than double what you are seeing in the international markets for toll operators such as Transurban, which come in at EBITDA levels of about 25 to 30%.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the other RTA spin-off, and that is Parken. Shares going on sale this morning. Talk to me about that price range.
The price range is competitive. It's a narrow band. It's a book building process, but you are looking at, even at the top end of the range of 2.10 dirhams per share, you are looking at a price earnings multiple of about 16. Compare that to its competitors in the U.S. You're looking at roughly half of that number. You've got international companies that trade on the NASDAQ, such as SP Plus, that have a multiple of about 32, with far lower growth rates and, again, far lower EBITDA margins. Parking comes in at an EBITDA margin of about 55% and a cash conversion rate of nearly 100%. So by all metrics, international, Parking is being priced fairly competitively.
What are we going to see, though, do you think, in terms of allocation? I realize this is crystal ball time, but if we look at the other RTA IPOs, I mean, this is going to be oversubscribed. What are retail investors likely to end up with, and is it a given that the offering for them will also be expanded?
Given what happened, so going back to what happened with SALIC, the retail tranche was 7%. For Dubai Taxi, it was initially set at 10%, later increased to 12%. The retail tranche that has been announced for Parking is 10%. Given the level of retail interest, it is fairly likely that tranche, the size of that tranche, will be increased. The minimum guaranteed allocation for each and every individual retail investor currently is going to be 2,000 shares. The appetite suggests that is not enough. We've got a very strong share performance by both SALIC and by Dubai Taxi. SALIC is up 78% in terms of price alone. Given total shareholder returns, it's up more than 86%. Parking in its early months is up more than 20%. So, I mean, whilst that's not any indication that the same will happen with Parking, investors are clamoring for higher allocations, and they're just not getting it in the IPO tranche. So, yes, there will be considerable pressure for the retail tranche to be increased.
Sameer Lakhani is the Managing Director of Global Capital Partners, speaking to us today on the day that those Parken shares go on sale. Thank you so much for your time.
Staying with